The recordings have started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the NCSG policy call on the 2nd of September 2014. On the call today, we have Rexy Kdamek, Dorothy Gordon, Paul Stahl, Rudy Vansnick, Mariella Marcel, Sam Lamprenko, Amr Elstar, Bill Drake, and Aubrey Doria. From staff, we have myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Rafiq.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for attending today. I know it's not the most perfect timing for having a meeting, but we have a general council call this Thursday, and we should discuss, about the motion and table. So for today, which kind of extraordinary situation, the call will be just 1 hour, so we will try to do some strict time management. However, we need to keep discussion about the motion. So we should go then to the general council agenda to go through it, and then we discuss motion by motion. Terry, can you please share the other agenda?
Certainly. It'll be 1 moment. It's still coming up. Apologies for the delay. It's uploading at this time.
Okay, thanks, Terry. Okay, so let's go. I think, we have the consent agenda, which is about the uniformity of reporting and the ICANN contractual compliance 3 years plan. Just, I think it's about thanking the contractual compliance and so on. So, I don't think you have any issue or objection for this this one. And, the next is just to confirm co-chairs to the working group in creative rights protection for ISU and INGO. So, I guess if there is no real objection here, we can move to the next item. Okay. Yes, Amr, please go ahead.
Hi, Rafiq, this is Amr. Are you talking about item 4, the proposed modification of the GNSS consensus recommendations?
Okay, if you want to start, that would help me.
I'm sorry, I was wondering if that was the motion you were referring to or something else.
No, just check it quickly about the consent agenda. If there is no problem,
okay.
If we don't have it, then, so... hearing none, we can move to the motion in item number 4, which is about this modification of GNSO consensus recommendation relating to ICU acronyms and Red Cross identifiers. So, since you want to talk about, maybe you can start and give some thoughts and how you think you will vote for this motion.
Okay, thanks. This is Amar again. This motion is basically a motion to reconvene the working group in in the aftermath of the GAC, the last GAC communique, and asking for or giving different GAC advice, capital A, other than the policy recommendations made by the GNSO. There were two sets of recommendations made. There was one set that had gained full consensus of the GNSO council. There was another set that was a majority consensus, I guess, with a minority voting against. The ICANN board had after receiving the GAC communique with different advice, asked the GNSO council to consider that advice and see what it is we would do about it. And this is a motion that was withdrawn from a previous GNSO council meeting. And I was against it at the time, and I still am. And the reason being is that the GAC has not given any concrete reason on why we should reconsider the recommendations that the GNSO council voted in favor of previously. This working group had gone on for quite a bit, I recall, and a lot of discussions took place, and eventually a number of recommendations, I think there were 40-some recommendations, were made. And when the GAC objected, they just basically stated that they objected and they wanted more rights and more protections without giving any reasons why. So at this point, asking the working group to reconvene doesn't really give them anything solid to discuss, just nothing new. There are no new issues that haven't been brought up before that the GAC has sort of shed a light on at this time. And I see no reason to reconvene this working group, but I guess there are some on the council who feel that they are under a lot of pressure from both the GAC and the ICANN board to do something about this. And so it's kind of a messy situation on council, but as far as I'm concerned personally, I think it's a bad motion and I think we should vote against it. So that's my take. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Amr. I think that's quite clear statement, and you clarified the reason. I think Klaus wants to explain maybe his position here. Yeah, Klaus, please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. This is Klaus. I want to say that I agree with Amma, but I think also this is a motion has so many layers and so many different nuances, because basically it's playing out the whole difficulties between the GAC support and the GNSO. And this motion is one which will come back and back again and will only be solved by defining the relationship between these different between the different parties concerned. And also we need to go back at one stage about the whole situation of NGOs and IGOs and things like that, and getting some kind of resolution going, who needs protected, what is protected, and why. I know it's a lot of other things are on our plate, but on our to-do list, and I think especially as the NGSG, I think the whole problematic of protection of civil society organizations need to be discussed, and we need to start working on that, and not just following the agenda given by others. And finally, the observation of Amar that some people feel under extreme pressure regarding that matter is absolutely right, but that doesn't mean that we have to battle. Thank you.
Thanks, Klaus. I want to check something. Is Avery in the call or not?
No, she has disconnected.
Yes. Okay. Time being, we go to Amar. Yes, Amar, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Amar again. I just want to say that in principle, I'm not against asking a working group to reconvene to consider issues that they hadn't considered in the past. And when this motion was initially made before the last council meeting and was subsequently withdrawn, I had made this point on the GNSO council list. And but my point here right now is really that there is nothing new to discuss. A lot of work has been done by a lot of people on this working group, and it was a messy one, if I understand correctly. And I think it's really unfair to ask these people to get back together and re-discuss what they already talked about without giving them a good reason to do so. So in principle, I'm not against asking a working group to reconvene to discuss their previous recommendations. I think that's a good practice, but that's assuming that there's something new on the table that wasn't discussed before. And that is the only reason why I'm against this right now. It's not really because I'm substantively against any of the recommendations or for them. I just think it's a process issue, and there's really no reason to ask them to get back together after all the work they've done before. Thanks.
Excuse me, Avery, Doria joins in.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Sorry, I'm late.
You are in time, Avery, because we were I was looking if you are in the call and to ask you about your position and the motion regarding the IGO and INGO.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I tried four different methods to go in. I'm having trouble with the network. I'm against it and plan to vote against it. Not so much because I object to reopening the issue, but because the procedure calls for a tacit agreement with the amendment, and I don't agree with the amendment. So if we had had a process that sort of said, you know, here we've been asked to reconsider, and these are the issues we need to reconsider, then I probably would have been okay voting for it, because I really, you know, believe that when somebody asks you to reconsider, you really need to do so. But in this case, the way the process goes is we are suggesting amendments, and I don't see why we want to suggest those amendments.
Hey, thanks, Avery. So, by amendment, you mean that the GAG already give is requesting for change, and so that's why, I mean...
Not so much. Yeah, not so much. Okay. I don't mind that the GAG is requesting a change. I don't even mind that the board sent a proposed change and asked us to consider it. But the process that we're working under says... We, the council members, recommend this change. Working group, please discuss these changes and let us know if you agree with the change. And I don't agree with suggesting those changes. I agree with them talking about them, but I don't agree with them suggesting them. So we basically don't really have a process for doing this, so we're wedging it into a different process that says we can suggest changes and amendments to a PDP and send them back. But I don't want to suggest these. I don't mind talking about them, but I don't want to suggest them.
Okay, I see the kind of subtle difference. Yes, Rudy, please go ahead.
Yes, Rudy, for the transcript. What wonders me a bit is the fact that it looks like there was already an agreement among GNSO councillors to put this motion on the table. I fully agree with Amar and with Avery. We should not allow that just having the GAC pushing some advice puts us in a situation where the GNSO itself asks for reconvening a working group, while we considered that the recommendations that were given by the working group were okay and we agreed on. So I don't see any reasoning to go back. And I would really like to understand how comes that this motion is on the table. did the councillors not discuss among themselves before putting this on the table, or what was the process?
Rafiq, this is Amr, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
A motion is basically is made when one councillor makes the motion before the deadline of setting it, which is 10 days before the council meeting. And it needs to be seconded by at least one other councillor to be on the council agenda. This motion was made by Jonathan. By Thomas.
Philip and by Vincent.
Yeah, Thomas made the motion. It hasn't been seconded yet, as far as I know. But even I guess even if the motion would fail during the council vote, you can still make it. So it's on the agenda now, but it hasn't been seconded, and someone could second it during the meeting, during the call, and then it will be put to a vote on the council. Does that answer your question, Ruby, or did I miss something?
Rudy, for the transcript. Yes, it answers part of my question, and I see that, in fact, it is a push that comes some way from the board also, when I see that the debriefing will be done by Chris Despain, who is not, as far as I know, a GAC member. It's something that is pushed also by the board. Is that correct, or am I failing in that?
This is Amr. Yes, Rudy, you are correct. The board, the Yakin board, asked us to address the situation. And as you said, Chris Despain, he provides the briefing on why we should vote in favor of this motion, I guess.
Okay, thanks, Amr. Okay, I see. There is kind of position to vote against. Just kind of maybe to finish our tour the table for all councillors in the call. So maybe David, if you want to add something, and how he thinks he will vote for this motion. David, are you? Can you hear us? Okay, I'm not sure if it's still.
This is Terry from staff.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Yes.
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Okay, so we were there was discussion between Rudy, Avril, also Klaus, about the motion regarding. So the question just, since we have you also as a councillor, it's kind of tour the table to also to just to hear your position about this motion and how you think you will vote on Thursday about it. So just kind of to share your thoughts of it.
Okay, so I really emphasize, while I agree with a lot of the point about we shouldn't be telling the work group which changes we want, especially directly from the GAC and so on. I do find that I do think we should be able to reopen issues. We should not simply throw our, throw things at the wall and hope they all work out. So, I think the right process, if something, we asked the board to try and come up with a compromise. This was the best they could find in the bylaws. I agree that it's a terrible compromise, but I'm sort of inclined to vote for it. And I think some of the, we can vote for these to be reconsidered, have it have the working group look them at in detail and still reject them. So it's very, but it is a very tricky one and really be complicated by process issues rather than the, you know, the process issues are dominating the issue at the moment, and that's kind of unfortunate because these are very significant policy issues.
Yeah,
still sort of open to be convinced.
Okay, so thanks, David. I think that's a clear, I mean, the points raised here about the absence of clear process in such situation, about how we, I mean, the convening working group and how handling this kind of reconsideration. So maybe it's, I mean, maybe the what we should think, it's what to do next, how to fix the process maybe, and I think maybe Genesis Council can send this to the, how it's called, the SCI, the Standing Committee, I mean, for improvement. So, and I see that kind of here some divisions that even most of the councillor acknowledge the issue, but some think they would vote against.
I think in the long term, we will have something coming out of the policy and implementation working group that will address this. But, yeah, it clearly this is a bad process.
Yes, and I was going to say that there is a sense of some division here, how we should maybe vote against or just okay. We acknowledge the issue, but we will vote yes. So I guess at the end of the day, it's up to you, councillor, to vote as what you think is right. But anyway, so anything to add on this issue, on this motion? Okay, hearing none, we can move to the next agenda item. I think it's not really controversial one, just about a point the GNSO is onto the GAG. Maybe, Amar, can you just kind of really, really short brief to remind why we are in this, I mean, what's the context of this action? And that's all. I think that I don't think it's controversial, but if you can, I mean, short briefing, since you are, I think, with Avri in that group between the GNSO and the GAC.
Actually, I'm on that group and I'm moving the motion.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
I was just going to say that, I mean, yeah, I could give a brief about this. It's about the GAC. It's something related to the GAC GNSO early engagement consultative group. And it's a pilot trial to try a reverse liaison between the GNSO Council and the GAC. But David could probably give a better briefing because the person selected for this position at this point was selected by the GNSO Council chair and the two vice chairs, which includes David and Volker. So perhaps he could give a better briefing. And plus, I don't really know Mason Cole very well, so.
And also, David made the motion, I think, so probably we will support him here. But yes, David, yeah, please go ahead.
Well, I'm making the motion not so much as an MCSG councillor, but as a vice chair. I mean, I think this is something we have general agreement on. This motion, when we've talked about the idea of having the liaison and so on in council. Quite a bunch of times, no one seems to object. I think, you know, generally an NCSG will in favour of it, but this motion is the first time the council has directly voted in favour of this plan. So in one sense, it's a vote on the... you can sort of see it as a general move forward for this idea of a trial liaison to the GAC. But also this puts forward our choice as the best applicant. Now, the process on that was it was selected by, said the chair and the two vice chairs. So Myself, Volker, and Jonathan, we called for applicants. We assessed them on a number of criteria and so on. So the thing is, though, this is, I think, while I think Mason is the best person for the job generally, I also think he's the best person from of those who applied. Our only NCSG candidate, Klaus, unfortunately didn't do very well in our assessment due to lack of working group experience, which was one of the criteria. Mason, I think generally, while he's from the contracted party's house, I think he has a broad trust on the council. I think he would be quite a, generally he will be someone trusted by most of the council. Of course, not everyone knows him, but I mean, no stakeholder group, I think, that has any particular objection to Mason. So we're hoping he will be a broadly acceptable candidate, as well as one who, you know, we thought on the sort of objective criteria did very well. Did the best out of all the applicants. Hopefully it's to be uncontroversial. We're not 100% sure. I've heard some mutterings about in the CSG, not that they don't like Mason, but that they're worried the GAC won't like Mason. I think there'll be some discussion, but I don't see any reason for us to object.
I agree.
Okay. Amma, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Rafiq. This is Amma. I think there's something important that the announcement on asking for a volunteer for this position didn't make very clear. And this was discussed on the GAC GNSO Early Engagement Consultative Group, is that the job of this liaison particularly is not really to follow up on all the work between the GAC and the GNSO, but more to sort of identify where there are important public policy issues coming up in different GNSO PDPs. And the assumption, at least on the GAC GNSO group, is that once this is done and the GAC accepts that, okay, there's this one PDP we want to keep a close eye on, that the GNSO council liaison to the PDP will serve as a liaison to the GAC as well. So there's going to be a sort of a handoff between the GNSO GAC liaison and the GNSO council liaison to the PDP, who will also assume the role of a liaison to the GAC as well with this specific PDP. I think that, at least to my understanding, the job of this liaison to the GAC has been a little blown out of proportion. I didn't think it was presented very well in the announcement, and I thought it might just be worth mentioning right now. Thanks.
Thanks, Amma. Okay. I think to clarify, I think something good. I don't see anybody in the queue who wants to add something about this motion. I don't think it's controversial. So probably we can move to the next item, which is about the motion regarding the charter for the cross-community working group to develop transition proposal for IANA stewardship on naming-related functions. And Avri kept updating us on the NCSG list, and she's the proposer of the motion, so maybe she can brief us quickly and maybe highlight any. Yes?
This is Avri. Hopefully I don't fall off again while I'm talking. But now I'm on at least two different ways, so we'll see what happens. I think this is actually a fairly decent charter, as I said, when I wrote about it to the NCSG discuss list. I thought that this was one of the best collaborative efforts I've been on in terms of a drafting team to put together a charter. I think we've got a good charter. Whether we agree or not with way the ICG, IANA Stewardship Coordination Group is working, they basically asked for the three operational communities to put together the proposals. So this is the cross-community group within within ICANN to put together the names proposal. And one of the important things that I think we got into this is that also the notion of IANA accountability as separate from ICANN accountability, if indeed there is any separation, is within scope for us to talk about. So this will be, you know, and the way this one is there'll be one representative from the NCSG and as many participants from the NCSG as want to participate. And, you know, the way it's basically going to work is, you know, the participants and the representative would work as a team, but it is the representative who would have who would be part of the consensus making process. And as I announced, you know, I've got a certain amount of prejudice here. I plan to put myself forward as the NCSG participant in the group, but of course that will be a decision for the NCSG policy committee to make once the NCSG discuss list has discussed it to the level it wants to discuss it. That's about it.
Thanks, Avery. I think that now it's kind of basic idea among cross-community working groups to have participant and observer. I mean, they participate in the same way, just about, as you said, it's when the consensus call, or maybe in the extreme case when there is vote. But I think that's the only... that's the only difference. Avery, you want to say something with your cross? Or
no,
okay?
I don't. I just can't seem to get it to go away.
Okay.
So it's there. It's there for when Amr was talking before, and I can't seem to clear it. Oh, there I am. I'm clear.
Okay. Yes, Amr, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Amr. What did you disagree with what I said, Avery?
I was playing with the thing, and sorry, I didn't disagree with anything.
Okay, I'm just wondering. But I raised my hand because, I just wanted to say I think this is a really, really good charter. I mean, it's very detailed, it's quite long, and it really spells out what this group is going to be doing. I think the membership issue might come up might present as a difficulty later on, and it's not the same as the previous cross-community working group, for example, on internet governance. I think what this charter says is that if you're a member of a chartered organization, then you can be a member of this group. If you're not, if you're just an individual who is not a member of a chartered organization, then you can only be an observer with no voting rights. You can participate in the group just as anybody else can, but you just won't be able to vote. So I really don't know if this is going to be a problem in the future or not, but it's not the same model of membership, I think, as before. I just thought I'd bring that up. But like I said, I do think it's a really, really good charter. Thanks.
If I can respond to this, Amr, I think the basic idea that people really will work toward consensus, and I mean, in that time of working on the proposal, there won't be so much difference between, I mean, representative per se and other participant or observer. So, I mean, just at the end, when after long work, there will be a call for consensus, that's when the representation maybe will be a part of that. But other than, I mean, the whole process, I don't think it matters a lot. But maybe Avri can clarify what the drafting team thought about this, and I guess that's why they did that kind of choice for representation.
Yeah. Basically, we intend for it to work as a consensus group as much as possible. It can come to a vote, but that would be kind of like a failure. It really needs to work as a consensus group.
I think also we have this other cross-committee working group. I think the vote is really kind of extreme case. I mean, it's already sign of a failure somewhere. And because it's not just about stakeholder groups, but also it means other SO and ACs. And if they vote against, it means that they are not going to vote for to endorse the outcome of the working group. So I hope that it will work toward consensus. Yes. Okay. You want to add something, Gabriel?
No, I mean, the only thing is, obviously, while this group does work and may even put out a paper or a written thing, the only way this really matters is it makes recommendations to the stakeholder groups, and to the SOs and the ACs. And so, you know, if what that group comes out with isn't something that's endorsed by all of the SOs, and that may perhaps be what you're saying, then we don't have an operational community plan to make. So, you know, we really got to find a consensus point on this stuff.
Well, good luck to Bruce and to be involved in this working group. I think that they will reach some consensus. Okay, any further comment on this? Okay, good. I expect that then mostly people will vote yes for this motion. Moving to the next item. This is about the report for the ICANN Board Working Group on the Nominating Committee. There was a thread in the NCAG mailing list about some recommendation. In particular, I think about this kind of changing the number of, for the different SO and AC, the number of representatives in the NOMCOM and so on. So, just this discussion, but I think as NCAG, maybe we need to respond, to respond to the public comment. But however, if you have any comment on this, but I think at the general level it's just a discussion. But if you have a comment you want to add or a thought, so. Okay. I see. So maybe it's better really to discuss the mailing list and in particular kind of action. I asked last time former NOMCOM member if they want to participate, but didn't get so much reaction. We'll try again. The next item number 8, is about the draft charter for the cross-committee working group in the Internet governance. So I am with Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, the chair of the ALAC, and myself. We are the co-facilitator of this working group. The drafting of the charter, something was overdue, and then we worked on a charter proposal. We sent it in June prior to London meeting to different SO and AC. And then nothing happened since then. I think the different groups got really busy with the IANA track, and there are a lot of too many things on their plate. So last time we sent a reminder to the different SO and AC chairs, and Jonathan at that time he said that there was no follow-up within the GENESO Council regarding the charter, but in this call, the call next Thursday, he will try to move forward. Maybe someone will take the lead and submit a motion, maybe for the next council call, and maybe in the 25th of September. So I don't know if someone from NCAG, a counselor from NCAG, want to take the lead here to follow up with this charter. I know maybe there are some question in the charter regarding the normalization of the vote, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe if any issue there, so maybe it will be discussed in the Genesis Council. I just open the floor here for any question or comment.
Yeah, I think the only, this is Avery. I probably should have stuck up my hand, sorry. But I don't see anybody's hand that I'm jumping. Yeah. My view only is that if we have disproportionate numbers of people, then we have to have normalized voting. So I don't know. And again, this group has been really quite all over the place with doing its work before it has a charter and now trying to come up with a charter and think it's doing next. So it'll be an interesting discussion. We're not voting it on it this time, though. So it's just a discussion,
yeah,
as far as I can tell. Right.
Yes, just discussion, and with the hope that after the council call 25th of September, there will be motion in table at that time. To approve the charter or not. So, at least to make some action, because we didn't get answer from any SO and AC, and it's kind of worrying. To get people to do work, but then no response. I noticed there was problem that we work at first without charter and then we come back. It's not the right process, but it's kind of now it's a recurring problem within ICANN. We do things in rush and we end up not respecting the process in many aspects. So, but that's another, this another discussion. So I think that the issue will be discussed in Genesis Council, but at least what I'm here, wearing the hat of the co-facilitator, we really want an answer, whatever what you want from this working group. So at least to get something from the Genesis Council. Anyway. Any further comments?
I have a quick question. Yeah. I pressed putting my hand up, but it didn't come up. It may come up in a bit. I haven't reread the charter lately. I forget. Was the problem of the number of stakeholder versus constituency members ever changed, as I remember? And this is, by the way, the same thing that could come up on the on the charter we've proposed for the stewardship, the IANA stewardship, is that there is only one seat given per stakeholder group, which for most stakeholder groups is fine, but the commercial stakeholder group generally has an issue with not getting one per constituency. And I forget, is it still one per stakeholder, or did we change it to having one per constituency? I haven't read it recently.
I'm trying to check. So it says there should be a minimum of two members, excluding the appointed co-chairs, from each participating SO and ACs, and a maximum of six members, excluding the appointed co-chair, from each participating SO and ACs.
Okay.
So we just have this, I think, this limit between two up to six. And yes, this problem, as I said, it's really the CAG people who were pushing for this. I mean, from other groups, not that much, because it's already complicated to get, for example, GAC people to be active. So it's unlikely they will send six people. But this is kind of massive, yeah. Okay, I think, this kind of discussion, and it will be interesting to see what will come from there. Avri, you want to add something? Or?
No, that was the hand I tried to put up last time, and I still don't even see it as being up.
Okay. Okay, so I don't see any anybody else in the queue. The next item is an update of the Genesis Review Working Party. I think the survey is still ongoing, and probably maybe I should share again the link for that survey, so it's, I mean, any individual can respond. And the last time I saw an update, it sounds that several people from NCAG responded to the survey, so that's quite encouraging. But it, I think we need more response, more people to be involved there. But this is just an update from the working party. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend the last meetings. It's not saying something good, but I think, Avri, you were quite, I think you and Klaus maybe attending regularly the calls. So anything, I mean, important you think that should be shared or any update?
No, not at this point. I think at this point, really, it is an update and, you know, to see where we go next. And I don't have anything to add. Maybe Klaus does.
Yeah, so Klaus, right, he sent and he lowered it again. But Klaus, you want to say something?
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Klaus.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing, as I've said, special to do. The thing is, the questionnaire is out. We should encourage people to fill it out and to spend some time on it, because I think it's really very much on the basis of all the following action. I just would like to repeat that I made it clear in the working group that I have on two occasions that I have grave doubts if anybody outside the inner circles of ICANN and who really understand what's going on are able and motivated to understand what the questionnaire is about and will fill it out. I also think it's a little bit questionable to, as for example, in the discussions being said, okay, there are questions about how many ICANN meetings have you participated in, and so on and so on. To put special emphasis on people who are insiders. I think one of the big problems is the whole review has to be to get as many outside views into it and not just basically preaching to the already assembled choir. That's it. I'm really looking forward to see how that thing works. And also, I think, Afri, I'm right that the deadline for filling it out will be moved backwards because still a lot of people on holidays are busy with other things. So nothing special to report, but still some nagging old doubts. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Klaus. I think they will extend the survey in September, and they should announce this soon. And I will share anyway the link for the survey in the chat. Okay. Anyway, also I was approached by Matt. He's the supporting staff for this working party. And we will have a Los Angeles meeting during the NCAG session. We will have maybe 15-minute update, quick update. I mean, you know, from here, it's about what's happening in the working group. And it's not from here, but I think also the chair and so on. Okay. Back to the agenda. I think there is no any. Avri, your hand is still up. I mean, but I guess you didn't want to comment. Avri? Okay. The next item. It's about the procedure to elect the GENASO Council Chair. Just to check, is there any change for this procedure, I mean, compared to previous election? Hello? Hello, yes? Okay, any counselor?
This is Armour. I'm not aware of any change to the current version, but to be honest, I don't really recall what the procedure was last time, which was a year ago. I don't think there was any change made. I'm not sure, though.
I guess about the nomination, and then that the vote will be done by the newly new councillor, the new council. Just checking, but I mean, also I think if David already left the call. David?
Last year, this election also took place with the councillors who were just joining council during the closing session of the GENASO Council, which is the last meeting the GENASO Council has throughout the ICANN open meeting. That's why I'm really not sure if there is any change or not.
Yeah, anyway, the procedure will be presented in the GENASO Council, so I think it's okay. Can be shared later, anyway. Okay, the next item is just about the planning for LA. I think David, who is involved in the, as the vice chair, GENASO Council is involved in this process, but I think he already left the call. So, okay, so I guess maybe we can get update from you guys later in the list. If there is anything new that we need to be aware about. Anyway, so we reached almost the 1 hour of the call. We have just maybe 3 minutes left. And we just, I think, finished the main topics in the GENASO Council agenda. If we go back to our own agenda, it's about any other business and just kind of reminder about people to vote for the election. It started yesterday. And just please encourage people to vote. If you have any problem, just send me email, and also to Glenn, who is the election officer. So if there is any technical problem, or if you have a question, or you find a problem, or you didn't receive the voting ballot, or whatever, just contact her and just put me in CC, and then we will try to solve the issues quickly. Also, there is a workshop Thursday. I will moderate it. And also from the constituency, we have Bill, and we hope to have Rudy. Unfortunately, he couldn't join us for this time. It's unfortunate. But, just please attend. It will be on Thursday at 4:30. Okay. I think that's all for me. For those attending the call, do you want to add any other comment? Do you want to ask something? This is the time. Otherwise, I will adjourn the call for today. So, any comment? Anything you want to add here? Okay, good. Thanks, everyone, for attending. I'm really sorry that we have to have a call of this timing during IGF. Thanks for your commitment to attend and to join the discussion. And see you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks, bye.